Almost 60,000 people have succumbed to the coronavirus in South Africa alone, and there are fears that the worst is yet to come as the number of infections continues unabated. Visibly worried, President Cyril Ramaphosa made a passionate plea to South Africans to observe the simple safety protocols to beat the virus.
I want to emphasize that it remains mandatory for every person to wear a face mask when in public spaces. It is a criminal offense not to do so. I know that people are bored with this president who continues to talk about wearing masks. He bores us and all that. But I have to continue talking about it because many of our people are simply not following the defense that we have always said can help us bring the rate of infection down while we wait for the vaccines to arrive.
And as expected, he announced some tougher regulations at least for the next 2 weeks.
All gatherings, whether indoors or outdoors, are prohibited. These include political, cultural, social, and religious gatherings. Funerals and cremations will continue to be permitted, but attendance may not exceed 50 people, and all social distancing and health protocols must be observed. Night vigils, after funeral gatherings, and so-called after tears gatherings are not allowed. Beaches and parks will remain open. However, no gatherings will be permitted at such places.
Contact classes are also canned for now, with the winter school holidays brought forward.
Schools will start closing from this coming Wednesday, the 30th of June, and all schools will be expected to be closed by the end of the week on Friday. Contact classes at tertiary institutions will end by Wednesday, the 30th of June, with limited access to the institutions. Residences, however, will remain open at those institutions. The ministers of basic education and higher education, science and innovation will provide further details on these arrangements.
And with Gauteng being the epicenter and accounting for 60% of the new cases, the president said leisure travel in and out of the province is prohibited.
Because of the burden of infections in Gauteng, travel in and out of the province for leisure purposes will be prohibited. This does not include work, business, or commercial travel, transit through airports, or for the transport of goods. If you are currently not in your place of residence, you will be allowed to return home to or from Gauteng.
And he has assured the nation that the vaccination rollout is going on smoothly.
We are forging ahead with our rapidly expanding national vaccine program. As of midnight yesterday, nearly 2.7 million South Africa had received a vaccine dose. In the last week, daily vaccine rate had surpassed 100,000. I still want to see this reaching 300,000. In the last 3 days, we have received an additional 1.2 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and 1.4 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine through the COVAX facility. With these additional supplies, we will be able to rapidly increase the rate of vaccination this week and in weeks that follow.
The president also had a tongue lashing for the EFF for taking SAHPRA or not giving the Russian Sputnik V and the Chinese Sinovac vaccine the nod. Meanwhile, government will assess infections after 2 weeks and decide if the current measures remain or are relaxed. I am Tebogo Mokobo in Johannesburg.